Welcome back, everyone, to Moments from Moonberry Lake. I'm your host, Holly Varney, and in today's morning news from this sweet small town, I will be reading A Moment with Martha. Changing Our Perception of Aging, Part 2. Well, I was certainly surprised at the number of you who commented on my last opinionated installment, Changing Our Perception of Aging. By the fuss it created, I thought it deserved a part two, so here you go. Many of you thought I was being ridiculous about my belief in being brutally honest about the physical ailments of aging and their root causes. It was too wild, you said. A bit sarcastic and exaggerated, you replied. In today's social media-driven culture, I have a hard time believing that the disclosure of elderly ailments is too much. I've witnessed the younger generations go freewheely on exposing their bodies and putting in print the most salacious language. So for those of you who can't handle the reality of osteoporosis, I say, get ready. It's coming for you. I stand by what I said when I thought we are doing a disservice to the young by explaining an elderly person's state as simply, they're just old. How vague and ominous. No wonder people dread, deny, and flat out ignore aging until it hits them square in the hip, knee, or back. In every school, from elementary to college, students are taught causations and outcomes and study the effects of their actions in science labs. So I say, why not also do that with the pains of aging? But I heard your chuckles, listened to your litany of remarks, and saw your eye rolls, so have come up with another solution. When I see an elder walking bent over with a walker, instead of yelling, osteoporosis, get out of her way, I will say, drink your milk, kiddos, and start lifting weights now. When my neighbor ambles like a pirate with a peg leg to the end of his driveway to retrieve his newspaper, instead of standing outside and shouting, bad knee that needs replacement from years in construction and plumbing, I'll say, let me get that for you, honey. Go back inside and put an ice pack on your knee. And for the guy at the grocery store who looks like Santa and walks with a cane, instead of announcing, veteran arthritis, bad leg from getting shot, multiple surgeries, I'll go over and say, thank you for your service. You are my hero. I fully acknowledge that the saying, be kind, for you don't know the battles people are facing, doesn't even scratch the surface of how many battles are out there today. Everyone's plate is overflowing with crisis, complaints, conditions, and conundrums that make life downright unbearable sometimes. So I'm tweaking my campaign on change. I've gone back to my sons, and instead of reminding them how their huge head dislocated my pelvis during childbirth, which has never fully recovered, and how the nerve in my left ear is destroyed from their fits of colic, I will wrap my arms around their strong, solid bodies and say, you've made my life. I will love you beyond my last breath. I may still move around like a white-whiskered golden retriever in need of being put down, with my creaks and cracks and wobbly steps, which will only become more precarious. However, I will lift my head as I do and give a wink and smile to those speedily passing me by. My attitude will stay resolute. I'll get to where I need to go eventually. However, I will enjoy the journey along the way. Maybe changing our perception of aging doesn't require as much honesty as it does an attitude of grace and a loving heart.